Hello, good morning and happy Easter. My dear listeners may have heard me speak about Easter in gushing terms in the past. This is because I am a passionate believer in the miracle of Easter and what it stands for. In my view, if we wish to summarize Easter, there is one word that would do so very admirably and appropriately. The word is resurrection. But to convey to you what I personally mean when I use the word resurrection, I am duty-bound to describe Easter and its significance from the purely religious and historical aspects. In this, you may be more knowledgeable than me if you have read your Bible, as I hope many of you would have done and perhaps are still doing. Easter, in my view, is arguably the most significant phase in the history of Christianity after the obvious major significance of the birth of Jesus Christ. With the birth of Jesus, we had his mission and the message he delivered and suffered for all through the crucial 3 years of his life while roaming around the Holy Land, eliminating all the falsehoods that prevailed and putting in their place elements of truth that he deemed the world can take. For this, Jesus offered his own life and accepted his fate and the ill judgment of the powers to be at the time, and to lay his body on the cross. The people thought that by this they have got rid of this man who, in their view, was nothing but an impostor and one who was eroding their authority and power base because he was talking to the people and eliminating the mediation and intercession of the religious and temporal leaders. Following the crucifixion, the disciples were so distraught and totally at a loss what to do and where to go from here. Jesus had the Last Supper with them and washed their feet and even hinted to them he will soon depart. But they were all in denial until it actually happened. The Bible story tells us that on the third day Jesus regained life, enthused his disciples spiritually, and ascended to heaven. This was the rejuvenation that the disciples needed, and it was God's will that they did actually receive it. They were suddenly able to speak in so many languages, and they realized that their mission now is to take their master's message to the rest of the world, at least the world that was then known to them. They distributed themselves, going to neighboring Egypt, Syria, southern Turkey, and then further afield to Greece, Constantinople, and even Rome. Some of them, of course, like St. Peter and St. Paul, paid with their lives. Nevertheless, this resurrection was the resurgence of Christ's mission. It was the new life that was breathed into his followers and his mission. The new life is how we symbolized along the ages with the one natural concept of a life-giving object, that is the egg. Of course, I'm not talking about the chocolate egg. This, in my view, is a denigration of the real idea, and that is that the egg has a new and dormant life inside it, ready to spring into a squeaking chick after the appropriate period for hatching. I hope I managed to convey the importance and the extreme significance of this festival we are celebrating. At the start, I said I shall begin with the historical and religious aspect of Easter. Please allow me now to look at the world around us and how low it has reached, whether in security, morality, integrity, honesty, and almost every aspect of human character. To me, it is so comparable to the state of despair the disciples felt at the time. So, does the world need a resurrection? A rejuvenation of its human qualities and a real mission to achieve peace and sanity? I cannot think of anyone who would disagree with this sentiment. even those who casually talk of how the world was always like that. Well, it wasn't. Yes, the world did have evil all the time, but even in my lifetime, I could see how lower and lower it was getting along the years. We do need a new mission, a new wisp of divine rejuvenation that can bring along the sanity that we all deserve and the proper exploitation of all what we have achieved in scientific and technological advances. How can we get this new spirit that uses all this for the good of humanity, then for its destruction? Only a divinely inspired new life breathed into all of us is capable of bringing this about. Perhaps we can look around and try to see whether such a new spirit is somewhere lurking and waiting for us to discover. In the meantime, I am unabashed in wishing you all a very happy Easter. And I have no truck with those whose political correctness becomes such a distortion that they can speak of a chocolate egg hunt as the only thing they can think of when it comes to Easter. I hope you enjoy your day and your Easter break, and I hope that the next year will be more full of the joys of life rather than the miseries of death. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.